Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It's now time for News Headlines with Molly
on a Big Party Show on Channel 94.1.
Well, a lot of people are going to be assessing damage today after what was a freak. Man, that hail last night.
What is this?
A little ride in the storm out, yeah, baby.
Come on.
No, I mean, I thought that was it, but I wasn't sure.
A lot of people have a convertible today. They went to bed without a convertible, and now their car is one.
It's kind of like a golf cart. You know, you put the glass down, get the wind in your hair. That's what you're going to be doing today, some people. What a drag.
Not just cracked windshields. Dundee's full of blown-out windshields.
Yeah. It's a bad storm, man, all through Omaha. So, yeah.
A lot of insurance adjusters are going to be busy. Fielding phone calls. So, yeah, the storm knocked out power overnight to some areas, but a lot of car owners were left with damaged windshields. That's going to be a busy one as well.
Road.
Here we go.
How could you not know who this is, Molly? This is one of our
Know, but I didn't know that we were playing.
Did they do the concert in the park? Tonight's Cool in the Gang, but
yeah.
It has
Speedwagon.
Done it?
Yeah, she Molly was dancing. Remember, she said yesterday. She
was that was the thing.
How do you know
all
the words?
I know.
So that was last year with Speedwagon.
Like, no, it was a couple years ago. Last year was. I don't remember who the headliner was last year.
Doesn't matter.
It just comes and goes. But blankets are already being put down this morning. Memorial Park. This evening, the Bank of the West Celebrates America concert, free concert in the park, a memorial. Organizers expect about 60,000 people to be there for tonight's show. It's the 27th straight year for the free show. Cool and the Gang, as we said, is the headlining act. Music starts at about 6. The fireworks take off at about 10.
And we should be weather free.
Yeah.
I mean, that's obviously, we're not going to get what we had last night tonight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it'll be good. Confidential start the show at 6.
Yeah, it's the confidential. No, confidentials go on. Hold on a second. I have it. 7:15. 6 o'clock is the Emmett Bauer Band.
All right.
Emmett Bauer Band at 6. 7:15, the confidentials. And then 8:45, they're saying that's when Cool and the Gang is supposed to take the stage.
Are you going? Come
on. Emmett Otter's Jug Band Christmas.
Yeah.
All right, what else?
Well, if you are going to be enjoying the fireworks tonight, there's a big conversation going on. The mayor is pushing for a shorter time period in which to sell and set off fireworks around Independence Day. Moving forward, she's urging the city council to shorten the fireworks period from 10 days to just 5 days around the 4th of July, and also asking for a change in the time of day. Now we can start lighting them off at 8 a.m. She's saying she'd like to push that back to noon. I guess the city receives hundreds of firework complaints each year when the 4th of July comes rolling around, and the mayor says that the police department has assigned 4 officers to exclusively focus on firework complaints.
Now, you're
this year.
You're in Chicago. Is it fireworks that's the issue or just gunfire?
Well, I mean, that's the thing. You're like, what was that? What was that? Lately, it's been fireworks.
Okay,
at least
good.
That's what I'm telling myself.
Okay.
Omaha's own Terrence Bud Crawford just announced his next fight. He's going to be defending his title against Julius Ndongo at the Pinnacle Bank Arena, Lincoln, August 19th. Pardon me. The winner will walk away with the undisputed championship. 140 pounds. The fight will be broadcast on ESPN. And a lucky visitor at the Henry Doorly Zoo and Aquarium today is going to be in for a treat. The zoo officials say this year's 1 millionth visitor will enter the park today at some point.
Hey, by the way, you know why he's doing it in Lincoln?
Why?
It's because Lady Gaga will be here in Omaha that night.
Oh, okay. All right. So there's a...
He would have... Oh, that makes sense. He's always loyal to Omaha.
Yeah.
Not that there's anything wrong with being in Lincoln, but he wanted... I'm sure he wanted to do a CenturyLink. That's the date when ESPN could broadcast it.
Okay, that makes sense then.
But Lady Gaga's here, so they're like, well, let's just do it in Lincoln. It's
okay.
Tons Still of local. Eyes are going to see it because it's on ESPN instead of HBO.
Yeah. So the zoo, 1 millionth person supposed to be walking in today. They're going to receive a free zoo membership, zoo-themed gift basket. But the whole thing ties up with the fact that the Children's Adventure Trails opened yesterday. Brand new exhibit down at the Henry Doorly Zoo. $27.5 million is what they spent. It's a whole new trail exhibit just north of the Desert Dome.
I bet you a lot of locals have been avoiding the zoo during the College World Series.
Yes.
And have been jonesing to get down there. Because even yesterday, I thought, I'm like, well, you know, could there still be College World Series fans in town that were, you know, flying out yesterday and maybe would go to the zoo? So
yeah.
Could be. Last year was somebody from Minnesota, but originally from Omaha, or at least from Nebraska, that won it. And it's funny, because they said that a zoo official or whatever walked up and tapped on their shoulder, and they immediately thought they were getting kicked out for sneaking in food.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
I read too. I think that's what they should do. They should take the millionth person, bag them up, like put a bag over their head, boom, like kidnap them.
Drag them out.
And or then just... dump them in the rhinoceros cage.
Have fun.
The elephant cage. Then we get to watch. Mm-hmm. What do you think happens? We can take bets. Have fun
Have
with that.
Have at it,
be.
Everybody. Yeah. Well, it's going to be a good weekend for the zoo. Not too hot. Seems like it's, you know, not going to be stormy or anything like that. So in the 80s, that's a good zoo weekend. And everybody's got like a long one on account of the fact that a lot of people are taking Monday off the 3rd to help celebrate, get ramped up for the 4th on Wednesday. Your credit score might be going up this Saturday. July 1, policy changes from major credit bureaus go into effect. A new policy from Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion could impact as many as 20 million Americans who owe money after a lawsuit or have a lien on their house or car. The policy change effective July 1 removes all civil judgments and at least 60% of tax liens from U.S. credit reports.
So credit score going up is a good thing. Yes. So people, your FICO score will go up.
The change could result in a credit score increase of up to 20 points. So think about what that could do for a lot of people. Carnival Cruise Lines is making their first trip to Cuba. You can now ride that big old buffet in the sea all the way down to Cuba. The Carnival Paradise set sail yesterday. 4-day trip from Tampa Bay down to the island nation. Mm-hmm. Under new U.S. travel restrictions, passengers are limited to group tours to Cuba. And while this is the first for Carnival, Royal Caribbean started taking cruises to Cuba back from Tampa back in April. So, and it's going to be a very, 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 very hot day in Iran. Iran is getting some of the worst heat in recorded history. High temperature in southwest Iran Thursday was 129 degrees.
And they're celebrating, though, because they just took Mosul, for the most part, from ISIS.
Yeah,
took it back. That's in Iraq.
I'm sorry, Iraq. I assume it's probably pretty hot next door in Iraq as well.
Yeah, probably. But yeah, I mean, that's a big, they're having a big celebration. So officially, it was 128.7 degrees Fahrenheit, and that's the highest temperature ever recorded in Iran.
Wow.
And it's one of the hottest reliably recorded temperatures ever in the world.
And so what is it? Oh, that is it, right? Wow.
Yeah,
that is
like a world record.
Wow.
129 degrees. I can't even, can you even breathe? Like, do you just have to stay inside?
I don't know. I mean, they're going to go, it's dry heat, it's desert heat.
So if I sell my car and get a moped, can I fix the temperature issues in Iran?
Yeah.
Probably
get a sunburn.
No.
You know.
Just want air conditioning. What's average temperature like for there?
The desert? I would
for
think
Iran
it's
for Iran in July.
Probably the low hundreds. Probably like it would be, you know, 90s, low hundreds, but I mean I think 129 seems really, really crazy hot. I mean, that is just bananas. I don't even know how. I mean, wouldn't that be the kind of thing where it's like, have you ever been places where it's been so hot? I mean, maybe not, but like your shoes start sticking to the pavement. Like, I remember in New York, summers would get so hot and the concrete, you know, there's no like real vegetation. So the concrete just holds that heat and you'd be walking and your shoes
and you,
would
and you
start
think you're
squishy.
Stepping in gum. You're like, yeah. Did I step in gum? And you're like, no, I'm just wearing cheap Walmart sandals.
Right. Like you're wearing flip flops and all of a sudden you're like, oh my God, my flip flops are melting.
Especially if you walk on asphalt.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you with your flip flops, and it's because asphalt and your flip flops are both like petroleum based, so they just
right.
want to join each other.
They want to marry each other. I want to be with you.
Looks like the average temperature is about 97, 96 degrees in
so that's
July.
So that's way above what they normally experience. I guess researchers have created a probiotic beer. It boosts immunity and improves your gut health. Oh,
man, they were just running down, though.
Probiotics.
Probiotic on the news the other day. They were like...
I saw it. I mean, come on. Can we have something?
I know.
No.
Beat up olive oil. You beat up, the
coconut oil.
Yeah, I mean, just...
Olive oil is supposed to be good for you. That's the one that helps you with Alzheimer's.
That's what I meant, the coconut. But and then probiotics, you know. You saw that then, lady that asked the doctor if she takes it. She's like, no, I just eat healthy. I'm like, huh, what's healthy mean?
You're like, tell me more about this just eating
healthy thing.
So probiotic beer, what's it called?
It doesn't have a name yet. They're just working on it.
Let's name it.
The beer incorporates a popular probiotic.
Beer fart.
Doesn't that already
exist?
Not if you're on probiotic.
Mowing the lawn all day. When it's hot and I'm thirsty, I like to open myself a little bit of beer fart.
God. Oh.
Yummy.
I guess they're filing for a patent. They just kind of developed it. But it's supposed to, so this thing, the probiotics that are in this beer neutralize toxins, viruses, and it regulates the immune system. They're saying it could be for like good for your immunity. So, I mean,
Survivor, like Immunity Challenge?
Oh. Yeah. No, you'd have to still find an idol for that, unless the idol
is hidden
within your probiotic beer. Mm. In which case, then it's a twofer.
So Clay Aiken doesn't matter. He's an idol, right? This is so stupid news. All right, what else do we got?
That's all I got. That is your news update on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
You have hurt me today.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show. Omaha's number one hit music station.
Channel 94.1.
All right, Husker Talk. Keyshawn Johnson Jr., big recruit for us. Receiver was busted with some weed not long ago. Anyway, he got pulled from the team this year. Anyways, Coast to Coast spoke with his dad. And this is such a—I mean, never really.
You're talking about ESPN SportsCenter.
Yeah, SportsCenter spoke with his dad, Keyshawn Johnson Sr., fantastic football player, receiver, and spoke to him and asked him why he pulled his son from the team. I just want to play this. We have it on Facebook as well, the Big Party Show. If you want to check it out, but here it is right here.
You made the decision to pull him out of Nebraska, out of the football program. Can you tell us why?
Well, I felt like he got there in January and he missed some time because he had his appendix removed. So he was a little behind. So he found himself getting into things that he shouldn't been getting into, smoking weed. And I know everybody's, weed's not that big of a deal. It's just like wine and beer and cigarettes and cigars. Yes, that's true. But the problem is they say don't do it. Don't do it. We don't want you doing it in the NFL. We don't want you doing it in college sports. Don't do it. So the conversation I had with him, once I found out the situation, because obviously I'm not micromanaging him to the point, because I'm in L.A., he's in Nebraska, he's now hanging around people that he shouldn't be hanging around if they're going to do that and get into those situations. So it becomes a peer pressure situation. And I've always told him, be a leader and not a follower. You ain't got to follow people just because you got a logo on you that say Nebraska. They're going to be your friend.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they want to be your friend so they can say they're friends with Keyshawn Johnson Jr., and just understand the position that you put yourself in. If you want to be successful in life, then that's not the road to take today. Mm-hmm. If you want to smoke weed when you're 30 years old and you done made and do all you want. In fact, I'll buy you a forest if that's the case. But you got to graduate from college.
Yeah.
You have to set yourself up for the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not a big Twitter guy or Instagram guy, but I've seen messages from people, you're too hard on. No, you're not going to tell me what to do with my son.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing. And he's going to learn from his mistake. And he'll be better from it. He's here at home. He's training. He's working out. And if he doesn't want to play football like I told him, don't play. because I'm not living vicariously through you. I already played. I don't need your money. Mm-hmm. So if you want to play sports and that's what you really, truly, honestly want to do, then you need to show me, show Nebraska, show Mike Riley and Keith Williams, the receiver coach, that these are the things that you want to do so you can graduate from school. A lot of people think that, okay, he smoked weed, smack on the hand, he should stay in school. No, we're not doing that. Mm-hmm. Because that shows right there to me that you just letting it slide, sweeping it under the rug. Mm-hmm. The next thing you know, he'll have a second offense, a third offense, fourth sure. offense. Then they're going to kick him out. He'll be at junior college. And then once he goes to junior college, Lord knows what would happen to there. Although I went to junior college, it's a harder process. Sure. I've set it up for you to succeed. I put you in a position to succeed. And I told him the other night, we were just talking daddy talk. And I told him, I said, man, I done put the pie together. It's already there. All you got to do is put it in the oven, turn on the timer. It's easy. Mm-hmm. Go to school, lift weights, work hard, graduate from class. That's it.
How awesome.
I love the gal interviewing
that?
And she's like, wow, I really didn't realize it was going to be this intensive an interview.
I guess
you're kind of awesome.
What
I'll
dad
just get out of your way and let you pontificate. His dad's awesome.
Oh,
yeah.
My God. I saw that yesterday. I had to post it on Facebook because I thought, you don't see that ever. I know in the news, I mean, we reported it here on the show, and I thought that he just got kicked off the team. I didn't realize his dad pulled him and is like that kind of man. I was like, holy smokes. So, like, everyone's like, oh, my God, this is like the dad. Yeah. Right
well,
there.
It's like every parent probably has issues with your kids. That's like a nice little pep talk to watch.
Oh, yeah.
And run through the same thing with your kids. Because, I mean, that's the valuable lesson that you teach your kids. Yeah. Everybody makes a mistake is how you react after your mistake.
Yeah.
And it's really important. So, I mean, there's always opportunities. Kids are going to screw up. You should always want to tell these kids because people only learn. Often most people only learn from mistakes. But the lesson is you don't have to learn from your own mistakes. You can learn from other people's.
Absolutely.
You don't have to walk the rough road that, and go down the same road and make all the same mistakes. It's like learn.
Learn and take the easier route, of course.
The smarter route.
Yeah, the smarter route. Yeah, not easier. But anyway, we got that on Facebook, the Big Party Show. You should be a part of that anyway. But if you want to check that out, it's a great interview. I thought it was awesome, so I had to share it.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show.
Hello, everyone.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. See us on Instagram. Hear us right here.
Channel 94.1.
On again, off again, couple that's never actually been officially called out, or I mean, like they've never given their status official, is Katie Holmes and Jamie Foxx. Word is that they're back on again.
Oh, they're off?
They were, don't you remember? Because there was talk that like she wanted to take it to the next level or she wanted to take it public, because they've never ever officially announced. This has always been like this rumored relationship. They first sparked rumors of romance back in 2013, but they've never commented on the status of their relationship. Neither Jamie Foxx nor Katie Holmes has ever made a public comment, but they're always caught. Like, they never walk the red carpet together. They never go officially out any place, but they always are like slipping off to meet each other places.
I wonder if she was ever in Omaha. I would assume she was. She dated Chris Klein for the longest time.
Yeah.
Chris Klein was her boyfriend before Tom Cruise.
Mm-hmm.
And then now Jamie Foxx. I just always wonder how weird she is. She seems like a sweetie, but the whole Tom Cruise thing was so strange.
Yeah.
Remember when he did that interview with Tom Cruise with Matt Lauer, where he's like, you're being glib. You're being glib, Matt. Well, she was sitting in the wings. Remember that? They just kept cutting the cutaway photo of Katie Holmes sitting.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
They didn't interview her, but she's sitting in a couch like 10 feet away. And they were talking about
Katie.
Her. Matt's like, you really like Katie Holmes. And then they would cut to her. And she's got this permagrin, like, everybody's watching me.
I drink the Kool-Aid. They have somebody tracking me. It's bad.
So she must be so happy and free to be with Jamie.
Yeah, it's got to be a different experience. This week, though, Jeff, marks the fifth anniversary of her divorce from Tom Cruise. It was 5 years ago that she snuck off. Don't you remember what a surprise that was? She waited. He was filming that movie Oblivion in Iceland. And it was like he was over there filming Oblivion. She's like, okay, well, while you're on another continent, I'm going to go ahead and slip away with all the stuff. And by the way, I'm filing for divorce and you've got to stay away from me.
So stinking common,
Yeah. Wait for the business trip or what have you. And then next thing you know, you're like, oh, and by the way, I've completely removed all of my things from the house and you can come home and deal with divorce papers.
Come home, the locks are changed.
Mm-hmm.
How creepy would that be? You come home and it's just done. Jay-Z, speaking of coming home and having to be done, he has a new album out, 444, and in it, it seems like he has songs that sort of address the issues between him and Beyonce. Again, they have never officially ever said anything in the press about any infighting, but we all saw the video of Jay-Z and Solange fighting in the elevator with Beyonce standing there. Lemonade obviously got a lot of people thinking like, oh, girlfriend was upset. Well, now Jay-Z is offering up his side of things and saying, you know, I mean, how much he loves Beyonce. I don't deserve you.
So it sounds like he now officially has a full 100 problems.
Yes.
He says 444 is might be the one of the greatest songs he's ever written.
Okay. Ooh. And that's where he woke up at 444 and started writing.
He's like, I got it. It's all in there. New in theaters this weekend, the Despicable Me is back. This time, he's looking for his brother.
So Lightbulb Gru. Is that his name? Gru?
Yep, Gru. So Gru, Despicable Me 3 is out in theaters. Also, this Baby Driver, which is interesting. It's about a talented getaway driver. And it's got Jamie Foxx, John Hamm, and that Ansel Elgort. I think it also might have Patton Oswalt in it as well, or at least that's where he stepped out on the red carpet with his new girlfriend. And The House, Will Ferrell and Amy Poehler turn their...
That looks funny.
I'm worried about it.
The reviews are already panning it, but okay. Man, I don't care.
What is it?
Okay.
It looks to me like it's got a couple of stepbrothers-esque notes.
Okay, yes. What's it called again? I'm sorry.
The House.
Okay.
So Will Ferrell and Amy Poehler play parents to a girl who goes off to college. They somehow lose her college fund, and now that they're empty nesters, they decide to make the basement into a casino in order to like win back the money.
I'm sure it's so stupid. But
I know.
The trailer I laugh at every time. They go to the financial planner and they're like, "So we would like to pull out that $401,000.
I'm not going to click it. Why don't you click it?
If they say no to you, I say we say no to them. If they
don't, you got to just love Will Ferrell, though.
Are you sure this is not the Red Band trailer?
I don't know. But anyway, so that's this weekend.
Yep. Despicable Me 3, though, that'll be the one that I think will probably do really well. That is your celebrity news update on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
I've liked all the Despicable Me's, but I never saw Minions. It's on Netflix. Is it worth watching? I thought everybody said Minions was dumb.
I have not actually sat and watched Minions. I come in and out.
It's available on Netflix. Put your kids in front of it.
I know. I think they've seen it like at a friend's house, and it's one of those things where you come in and out, and you're like, who wants popcorn? Okay, I'm going to go back and talk to the other mothers while you guys are watching this. So I don't know. There's some stuff where you just spare yourself because you're like, eventually I have to watch it all.
I just imagined you just now with a glass of wine actually checking out the kids. All right, whatever. All right.
Back everybody good in here? Great.
From the Eat Fit Go studio.
This is the Big Party Show on Omaha's number one hit music station.
Channel 94.1.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.